Chinese President Xi Jinping told Russia's President Vladimir Putin on Monday that China highly values its relationship with Russia. He said China attaches great importance to the relations and there are historical logics behind this. President Putin warmly welcomed Xi to the Kremlin Monday, a visit that sent a powerful message to Western leaders allied with Ukraine that their efforts to isolate Moscow have fallen short. The two major powers have described Xi's three-day trip as an opportunity to deepen their no-limits friendship. The European Union foreign ministers meeting in Brussels Monday weighed in on the International Criminal Court, or ICC, warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin's arrest for war crimes in Ukraine. While Putin's arrest anytime soon is unlikely, there was agreement the warrant was the right thing to do. The EU's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, told reporters Monday the warrant is valid, despite Moscow immediately dismissing it as irrelevant. Russia makes the claim because they say they no longer are a signatory to the treaty that created the ICC. In light of the warrant, Lithuania's foreign minister repeated a call for the EU to set a war crime tribunal for Ukraine. President Emmanuel Macron's government narrowly survived a no-confidence motion in the National Assembly on Monday after bypassing the lower house to push through a deeply unpopular change to the pension system. A successful no-confidence vote would have sunk the government and killed the legislation, which is set to raise the retirement age by 2 years to 64. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday called on the world's wealthiest nations to move up the goal of achieving carbon neutrality, also known as net zero emissions, from 2050 to 2040, as a new report indicates time is running out to affect climate change. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Secretary General Guterres made the plea in a recorded address, marking the release of a report from the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which says emissions must be cut in half by the mid-2030s if the world is to have any chance of limiting temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, a key target established in the 2015 Paris Treaty on Climate Change. Guterres called the new report a survival guide for humanity and a call to action.
The 1.5 degree limit is achievable, but it will take a quantum leap in climate action. This report is a clarion call to massively fast-track climate efforts by every country and every sector and on every time frame.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Residents in the southern Australian town of Menindee on Sunday called for authorities to act promptly to clean up hundreds of thousands of dead fish found floating in the nearby Darling River. Environmental authorities say low levels of oxygen in Australia's second longest river were to blame for the mass fish die-off in a remote part of New South Wales state, west of the state capital, Sydney. The incident follows fish deaths in the same areas in 2018 and 2019, where up to 1 million fish died from poor water flow, poor water quality, and sudden temperature changes. The European Commission said Monday it will support Turkey with 1 billion euros, or $1.07 billion, to help reconstruction in the aftermath of the deadly earthquake that devastated parts of the country and struck neighboring Syria last month. Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the EU's executive arm, also pledged 108 million euros in humanitarian aid for Syria.
Millions are now homeless and living in tents as the winter drags on. We need to sustain our support and help the survivors, not just to survive, but to rebuild their lives.
Comedian and actor Adam Sandler accepted the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor in Washington Sunday. Here's AP's Margie Zaralletta.
Adam Sandler has a tendency to cast his friends in his movies, as those friends pointed out multiple times. Conan O'Brien joked so many of Sandler's friends were there to pay tribute because when Sandler's not working, they are not working. Drew Barrymore, Dana Carvey, Luis Guzman, Jennifer Aniston, and Chris Rock were among those honoring Sandler. Rob Schneider says Sandler's appeal is that he's an everyman.
You sense the anger underneath there? And you sense the frustration because you have frustration.
I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA 1.